This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Buckley Space Force Base will not be used to detain immigrants ahead of deportation. That's the assurance Democratic Congressman Jason Crow said he was given yesterday when he visited the base in Aurora.
I have been told that it will not be used to house immigrants and detainees, that it will only be used as a staging location for law enforcement and a coordination center for ongoing operations.
Crow, a former Army Ranger, opposes U.S. military involvement in immigration enforcement. Many of Colorado's 40,000 federal workers are among those being told by the Trump administration to decide if they want to resign. They're told they have a Thursday deadline and would get severance pay through September. A federal news network survey found 7 in 10 federal workers say they need more information in order to decide. Here's the network's Tom Temin.
The biggest questions are, what about my continued health care? Can I work somewhere else while this is going on? And bit by bit, the Office of Personnel Management, which has basically been cut by about 90%, they have been adding information.
Another key question, whether there's actually federal money appropriated for the buyout offer. Tomorrow is the early enrollment deadline for Colorado's Universal Preschool Program. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
Families who apply by Wednesday increase their chances of securing a top choice preschool. Then March 5th is the final round where families are matched with a child care provider. After that, families can directly enroll with providers as space allows. More than 19,000 applications have already been submitted for the free 15-hour per week child care, according to the governor's office. The state initiative connects any child in the year before kindergarten with one of 1,900 providers. Those include home, school, and community-based preschool programs. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.